I fixed my internet with a hacksaw. Life lived outside for October 24th, 2024. Sometimes you just need a win. Something to go right when lots of things feel like they are going wrong. That was how I felt the day we reopened last week. On Monday, we'd left the nursery with our primary internet and phones out, but with a backup internet service working. Then we arrived at the nursery on Tuesday to get ready to open for the first time in a week, and our backup internet was off. I set to troubleshooting, and of course, if you call a cable internet provider, the first thing they ask is if you turned your modem router on and then off again. So my first attempt to get the internet back on was to turn the device off, which I did, and then the switch stuck. So now, not only was the device not working, it was switched off and would not go back on to even check to see if it would work again. After a good bit of time on the phone, I was told that I don't pay for a support subscription and that the on-off switch sticking is a known issue with the device. I was about to throw my hands up. For half the day, we were running our point-of-sale and credit card systems on two hotspots, and man, it was slow. Grateful to have a third backup, but it wasn't ideal. Now my only option seemed to be to get a new device, but that was going to take time to get it shipped. So with nothing to lose, I started looking at our broken device. I've always been a tinkerer, and I loved taking apart electronics when I was a kid, but this one confounded me. No screws, no obvious clips, and I only wanted to pry so hard. All I was trying to do was get the switch back on. I didn't want to damage a circuit board. So on a whim, I grabbed a hacksaw and cut a little 1-inch section off of the plastic side of the device where the on-off switch was. Carefully, so that I didn't cut into anything important, I got a little chunk off, and would you believe it, I was able to operate the switch. I held my breath as I plugged the device in, and it powered up and connected. We were back in business, or at least in business on our backup system. I fixed the internet with a hacksaw. It felt good. After a week of things not going so great, this simple win put a smile on my face. And I'm smiling now because our phones and internet are back in business and because we are starting to get back to normal. And I'll help put a smile on your face this weekend when I teach you all about houseplants on Saturday, October 26th at 10 a.m. We'll go through creating great conditions for your houseplants to thrive, and I'll do a repotting demo as well to show you how to keep all of your indoor plants happy and healthy. Come out and enjoy the fall temps, sunshine-filled breezy days, and all of the beauty that fall in Florida has to offer.
Happy gardening, the Kirby's Nursery family.